Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin the broadcast with a very sad story out of Brooklyn. I say sad because this guy lost a lot of time, folks. The outcome is good, finally, but what a sad state of affairs when the guy who flagged down police to alert them of a terrible crime is hauled off and charged as if he was the one who did it. And he spent a lifetime sitting in prison trying to get somebody, anybody, to believe his story. Well, when he got out, he was sent back to his native country. Finally, the Brooklyn DA listened and did the only thing he could do, vacate this man's sentence. Marla Diamond leading our broadcast with this unthinkable mistake which cost a man years with his family and living free.
Brian Kendall's mother and father didn't live to see this day, but his older sister, Lorreen Bourne, did.
He held out all these years that he was innocent.
Kendall appeared by video at the brief hearing from Guyana, where he was deported after serving 16 years in prison. Legal aid attorney David Crow represented him.
It happened a lot in those years, and it could still happen today. And of course, it happened overwhelmingly to men of color.
Rafael Reyes's killer was never caught, but the DA's conviction review unit discovered Kendall was a good Samaritan that tried to catch him as he fled. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
And today, the work of the conviction review unit has resulted in 41 convictions being vacated since 2014. Right now, CRU has about 60 open investigations. Winds family, it's time to have a talk with your parents, elderly New Yorkers who keep getting scammed by these clowns who are tricking them out of their money using their ATMs. Listen to this. The NYPD says we've got a trio of people, two men and a woman, going around tricking folks in their 80s and early 90s, approaching them inside banks, offering to help them use their ATM cards and then swiping their credit cards while they're distracted and making off with their money. We're talking 9 separate incidents between May and June to the tune of $50,000. And they're doing it between the hours of 11 and 3 p.m. I have no clue why this is the bewitching hour. Anyway, one of the victims, an 87-year-old man, got robbed of $6,000 at a Chase Bank on 3rd Avenue and East 65th. That was on May 8th. But in a more recent hit, a 93-year-old woman had $1,500 stolen from her at Citibank over on Lex and East 86th Street just 4 days ago. If you know anything about it, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. On Long Island, a cold case file involving a man who's been missing for more than a decade might have been solved with a recent discovery on a beach in Mount Sinai.
Detectives notified Robert Long's wife that after 15 years, his car may have been found in the water off Cedar Beach. This resident remembers Joanne Long passing out missing flyers.
How does it feel that this could be him here?
Very weird. Especially because they did search here.
Two men from Adventures with Purpose, Diver Dan from Australia, and Bill McIntosh from Rhode Island helped find missing people and came here to search for Long.
It's obviously a great relief when you identify a vehicle that you're looking for.
Family was heartbroken.
Authorities say it could take weeks to identify any remains found. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mount Sinai, Long Island.
Multiple arrests today in what's being described as a massive Department of Motor Vehicle scam. Investigators from the DA's office, the New York State Inspector General, even the Post Office, say these people were running game on the DMV in an elaborate scheme that went on for 5 years. Oh, wait till you hear this. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley joining us live with the details on it. MLB.
Well, Larry, Staten Island District Attorney Michael McMahon says it was a Queens driving school that was running this scam to bypass the rules of the road. They used social media to target the Chinese community with many clients that didn't speak English. But in exchange, they paid thousands of dollars to get fake driver's licenses and permits without ever actually taking a test. Some were told they didn't have to show up for the test, just to schedule their appointment with a specific DMV employee. Three of those employees were involved in scheduling fake road tests. Many times the people didn't even have to show up at the location, but weeks later they would get these fake driver's licenses. And some of the clients, because of the language barrier, the DA believes they weren't even aware this fully was a fraudulent operation. Those DMV employees have been suspended, and the driving school, which is located on Roosevelt Avenue, has right now been shut down and they are being investigated. But 6 people arrested involved in this scheme. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in St. George, Staten Island.
Dare I ask, did they use fake cars too, MLB? Do we know?
We don't know that yet, Larry.
Okay, thank you. We'll check back. Isn't that crazy that people will go to extremes? 5 years they've been doing this, allegedly. In other news, jurors in the Sean Diddy Combs trial have been going back over key testimony in the case during day two of their deliberations.
Sean Diddy Combs returned to court from his holding cell as jurors asked for the testimony of former girlfriend Cassie Ventura. She was on the stand for days describing drug-fueled sex marathons, freak-offs, and how Combs often beat her. Evidence of that became public when a hotel security video surfaced showing Diddy kicking Ventura and dragging her by her hair down the hall. As the lawyers gathered earlier to debate a note pertaining to the charge of drug distribution, Diddy had a chance to speak with his mother, who has attended the trial every day. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Diddy's lawyers throughout the seven-week-long trial have insisted that sex during the freak-offs was consensual between grown folks. The music mogul faces up to life in prison if convicted on all charges. Well, the annual Summer Streets program getting bigger and better. For the first time, more than 22 miles of streets will be car-free in all five boroughs, including a path from the Brooklyn Bridge to Inwood. How will that work? Well, the route will travel along Lafayette and Park Avenue up to 110th Street and then continue west to Broadway. From there, it'll head north to Dyckman Street. If you need a break, a special rest stop will be set up in Harlem. Summer Streets will take place from 7 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon on five consecutive Saturdays from July 26th through August the 23rd. Patients and their families at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center are breathing a sigh of relief today. The hospital's reached a new multi-year contract with insurance provider United Healthcare. Chris Page, one of the many people happy about the news. His three-year-old baby, Sienna, is battling stage four kidney cancer. He's told 1010 Winds his family had been worried about her care.
What are our options here? What do we need to move away from United Healthcare? What are the out-of-network costs going to be? And we were struggling to find answers.
Yeah, Paige says Sienna will soon start a second round of chemo. He described her as a brave and resilient little girl. I'm glad all that worked out. Pet stores in the city may be forced to stop selling birds if a city council bill goes through. The legislation introduced by council member Diana Ayala yesterday would add birds to the list of banned pet store animals. Already includes dogs, cats, rabbits, and guinea pigs. Julie Capiello with Voters for Animal Rights tells 1010 Winds the goal is to protect the animals.
We've seen a lot of animals from dogs and cats and guinea pigs being abandoned in New York City. Now, wild birds that are sold in pet stores tend to not have that backup data or that rescue in New York City. They end up being released into city parks. They end up dying. Rescues are very far and few between.
If passed, the law would include popular birds such as parrots, finches, parakeets, and others. Poultry birds such as live chickens are exempt, as are breeders.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.